In the 1960s, NASA needed a place to train astronauts.
Where can men go to test and practice the exploration techniques being developed for Apollo landings?
The answer, Flagstaff. Archival video from the U.S. Geological Survey emphasized the region's moon-like fields of volcanic cinders. The town also had a brand new astrogeology program, founded by geologist Gene Shoemaker. He convinced NASA that astronauts should learn a bit of geology before they went to the moon. His widow, 90-year-old astronomer Carolyn Shoemaker, says that was a radical idea.
Because NASA was made up of engineers with the idea that we would go to the moon and we would come back successfully, and that was it. No thought about what would we do on the moon, what should we look for, you know. No, none of that, no science.
In Flagstaff, astronauts learned how to drive prototype rovers over spiky lava fields and pick up rocks without tearing their bulky spacesuits. They hiked the Grand Canyon to study its layers.
It was a realization that no one knew quite what to expect or what it would look like.
Then, in 1967, NASA came up with a plan to make northern Arizona even more like the moon.
10, 9. Eight,
scientists blasted seven, out dozens of six, craters in a cinder field five, northeast of Flagstaff, four, a perfect three, copy of a lunar
two,
landing site.
One, fire!
Bill Tinnen had the job of planting the sticks of dynamite. He was a mechanic for the U.S. Geological Survey. He's now in his 80s and uses an electronic device to speak.
Well, it was the best job I ever had.
Tinnen worked on a prototype moon buggy called Grover, almost identical to the one that went to the moon. He says the astronauts were fearless.
And they were the coolest people I think I ever met. I never saw one get excited or, you know, swear or anything. They just did their job.
All the training paid off. When geologist Harrison Jack Schmidt walked on the moon in 1972, the last Apollo mission, he found the landscape familiar.
A glass bottom crater with a little bench. Looks like one of the Flagstaff explosion craters, except for the glass in it. It's right out at 12 o'clock.
Today, Flagstaff's crater field is fenced off and protected. Visitors have to enter on foot.
If you look down that way, you see kind of a line of bushes.
Kevin Schindler, historian for Lowell Observatory, leads a tour through the site.
It's kind of cool just to think, gosh, those guys that walked on the moon, they were right here.
Schindler tells the group Apollo is one of our species' greatest accomplishments.
When Neil Armstrong took those steps, it's been estimated 500 million people watched on TV. So for that moment, you know, we weren't fighting each other. We weren't Russians or Americans. We were human beings watching our species do something spectacular.
It was Schindler's idea to have a year-long festival in honor of the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing. It's blossomed from lectures and tours to concerts, art exhibits, and dance performances.
You know, I think it's just fabulous that there's so many groups celebrating it. And this is great because Flagstaff really gets into stuff and gets into science.
Even local restaurants are joining the party. Katrin Beeman is the baker at Tourist Home Cafe.
The observatory contacted me, and they wanted to just, you know, make something special. And the only thing I thought of was moon pie.
The marshmallow-stuffed chocolate dessert has a special finishing touch. Beeman sprinkles silver dust over the top.
I think it looks pretty cool, like a little space dust.
This month is packed with Apollo-themed events. Visitors can stroll through downtown Flagstaff and sample lunar lattes, Earthrise cocktails, and Giant Leap sushi rolls. It's a little reminder that they're walking in the footsteps of astronauts. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siboney in Flagstaff.